Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Shoup.
We're going to talk about solar energy this morning. Solarize Fredericksburg 2020 is our focus this morning. Robert Courtnage is back with us, the chairman of the City Clean and Green Commission, and Ann Little also here from Tree Fredericksburg. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming on in.
Morning, Ted.
Morning, Ted.
Robert, we just talked solar a few weeks ago, and we were talking about the Thurman Brisbane Center and a project there. But you are back with Solarize Fredericksburg. This is a pretty interesting project going on.
Yes, this dovetails nicely with the other projects we talked about with the Thurman Brisbane Center and with the work we've been doing with the Fredericksburg Nationals. Solarize Fredericksburg. So Solarize basically is a community-based project. We had one in 2015 and 2016, and we're doing it again this year. And it's about group purchasing, basically a volume discount for residents to participate in the program. We've had a couple webinars already talking mm-hmm. about the program. We had really good turnout, 45, 50 folks for each webinar. And it really simplifies going solar, makes it easier for residents to invest in solar energy and help combat climate change. Competitive pricing, and just makes it more viable for folks.
It's kind of the topic, I think, that a lot of us think, I ought to do this, I should do it, there are so many benefits, but I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a great way to get involved. It's makes it more cost-effective. And so we started this in mid-August, and it runs through October 2nd. You can go to solarizeva.org and sign up, and you can have the solar contractor come out and give you a free estimate. They also do energy audits for you, and we're excited to get a lot of folks involved in this program.
And this is when Robert pitched this idea to me and said, I'd like to come in and talk about this with Ann Little, I thought, of course you would. Because
I'm a big mouth. There you go.
This is something. I thought this has Ann Little written all over it.
It does. You know, we actually, this goes back to CLEAR, which is Climate, Energy, and Resiliency Group. And that's really a consortium of groups in the city that are environmental groups that we get together and address different issues. And back in 2015, we said, let's talk about doing solar. And we found this group that's a nonprofit called LEAP. And they do energy solarized programs across the state. And they come into your community and they organize it. They find a contractor with bids. The best bid is contracted. Mm-hmm. Then we find the people. We just get the word out. And then they take it from there. When you first sign up, they'll go and take a look at your rooftop with a satellite image to see if you're a candidate. And then I got solar on my house back in 2016. So we have a lot of trees around our house.
Right. I was going to ask you about that because when you just said that you have it, I thought if you have it, then most of us could because you really are around a lot of trees.
Yeah, our solar is not as efficient as everybody else's. It's going to take longer for the payback. We've got about 35-40% efficiency, but most rooftops would be 50% or better. So they'll come in. They'll talk to you about all the different options. Is it going to be Chinese panels, or is it going to be American-made panels? My husband could give you, and Robert probably can give you lots better information. My husband checks our solar panel on his phone constantly to see what our solar panels are doing. But I just want to remind everybody, we can also do businesses. Don't forget the businesses. Hmm. They may not be able to get the tax credit, but we will, and churches. I got a call the other day from a guy. He wants to do three churches. So it's available for everybody.
The panels themselves, does the size vary, or is based on the house, or how does that work?
Yeah, the important point here is that we have the experts, the contractor will come in and take a look, assess your house, and determine the right size for you in terms of being economically viable, and also, you know, supplying the energy that you need. So it really is a case specific situation where they'll come in and they'll take a look and they'll give you the best recommendation.
This I know over the years, just the technology has changed so much, because I can remember in the mid 80s, I had some friends who did solar, and I mean, they had these massive panels on their house, and I know things have gotten a lot smaller, and so for you to say that, I figured that had to be the case.
They've become thinner and more attractive over time and more efficient. Technology continues to improve. As we've seen with the Thurman Brisbane Center, they're outperforming. I mean, we expected 70% reduction. They haven't had a bill in several months now. We're talking about $2,000, $3,000 a month that they're not paying. So it's extremely exciting for that project. So, yeah, it just continues to get better over time.
Well, and the fact that that you two are here, just because this matches up to what the Clean and Green Commission does in the city and for Tree Fredericksburg. I mean, this is ideal.
It's like putting trees on everybody's roof, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, when we got panels, my husband and I, the price has gone down since then. So 2016, the price is less, 20% less now than it was 4 years ago. So it's very efficient, and it's really amazing. They come out, and they'll spend hours with you to figure out where they can put the panels on your house, what's the most efficient way, what makes the most sense. And it's foolproof. I mean, and if you're ready to pull the pin and do it, they'll get these panels on your house in the next 2 to 3 months.
Have you noticed, because I know when the Thurman Brisbane Center was here a few weeks ago, they were talking about just, and Robert just mentioned about how, you know, they haven't seen a bill, and it's they've got a lot of panels, and it's really doing. Have you noticed a big change?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we also did an energy audit, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Yeah.
But what we saw about a 35% reduction, but at the same time, we added a solar-powered car. So we have an electric car, so we get our house and our energy for our car all from our solar panels. Not completely, but we had another friend that had it done the same time, and they're 100% off the grid right now.
I almost hate asking this, because this is sort of like asking your age, but is to get solar panels, what's kind of a ballpark figure of how much does something like that cost?
It would be, I think with the new pricing, if you got a full array, I think it's going to be around $15,000 to take you off the grid.
Okay.
We got a loan from our local bank. It was a very low cost, easy loan, and we were able to able to pay it off over the last 5 years. We just went ahead and got the payments out of the way, but it's pretty easy to do that with a home equity loan, or go to your local bank. That a lot of people are easy to make it easy to do that.
Well, and when you in your case to have the solar panels and plus the vehicle, you really have gotten away from.
I'm the green goddess.
Yeah, and with as many trees as you have, yes. That does say it all. Ann Little here, Tree Fredericksburg. Robert Kortnich here with the Clean and Green Commission. We are talking about solar in Fredericksburg this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubert.
We're talking solar this morning, Solarize Fredericksburg 2020. Ann Little and Robert Kortnich here talking about it this morning. Robert, as far as the Solarize Fredericksburg, talk about why I should consider participating.
Well, a couple of the points that I mentioned earlier, you know, getting in this program helps simplify the project. You have a contractor that's been pre-selected and vetted that will come in and handle this for you. It's also good to mention that there's the income tax credit for investing in solar panels that's at 26%. It was 30% the previous year. It's being phased out. It's going to eventually go to zero unless Congress intervenes. So this is a good time to get involved this year before it goes down next year. Makes it more cost effective to get involved.
And as someone who's got the panels on your house, how has it gone for you? Has it been relatively?
It's easy. We don't even see them because our roof is pretty flat.
Okay.
So we had one problem where a branch fell and broke one of them, but they came and fixed it within a day or two. You don't have to clean them. If it snows, the panels, I guess, pull a lot more energy, and so the snow melts off of them. Usually within a day, and we haven't any real snow anyway. And that's pretty much the maintenance. There is no maintenance. You just, like I said, the only person that really pays attention to them is my husband. What's great, though, it makes you feel like you're giving back. Because, we talk about global warming and what we can do as a society to make a difference and make a difference here in everybody's lives. And mm-hmm. if we all do our part, then we can help. Now, some people can't afford solar panels. And so there's other things that you can do. The first thing that, and it's on our website, on the Solarize Fredericksburg, or solarizeva.org, there's a section there about getting an energy audit that I mentioned before.
Yeah.
And there's companies that'll come in and do that. The Dominion Energy will give you a credit on that, but it's a little convoluted. So you're going to have the person who does your energy audit talk you through that. But we had one done before we got the solar panels. And when they finished, the guy came to us and he said, you have a number of holes in your outside, wrap, he called it. In other words, next to your windows and things like that, that would be the equivalent of an 8x4 hole.
Hmm.
And I said, wow.
Yeah.
And he said, and we've got, our house dates to 1876. So that's maybe understandable. So we got out, Carl got out the old caulk gun and the foam gun, and he went around, and we found holes next to some of our windows that were 2 inches wide and 10 inches high, and filled those suckers in. And we did a lot of that. And so people who can't afford solar, or just even if you're doing solar, you want to make sure that you're as energy efficient as you possibly can. So the energy audit will show you where there are holes in your outside, how to do your laundry better. For instance, I added dryer balls to my laundry because that mixes up mm-hmm. In the dryer, and it makes your dryer more efficient. It shows you when to do that. A programmable thermostat can save you up to 15% of your energy. There's all of these great hints, and there's a great website that I went to, energy.gov, that you can find out a lot of these things. And, of course, changing your light bulbs. There's a lot of folks out there still have incandescent bulbs. Incandescent bulbs heat up your home, and they're inefficient. And we've added all LED bulbs. They're the same color. They last 10 times as longer, and they reduce the energy by 80%. This is something that everybody can do, and the cost is the same now. It used to be that the old bulbs were cheaper. Not anymore. The prices have gone down.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned things like the balls in the dryer or the programmable thermostat, because like you said, maybe solar isn't for everyone or everyone can't afford it, but there are things that we all can do that can save energy and that will save us significant money. Even if you can't do the solar panels.
Exactly. I mean, your water heater, the water heater in your home takes 25 to 30% of your energy in your home. Think about it. It's like having a giant tea kettle running all the time. So what we did is and it's just my husband and I, so a lot of people can't do this, but what we do is we've got a programmable thermostat on our water heater, and at night, it turns off that water heater, and then it heats it up just for our showers, and then it stays warm throughout the day. Not hot for a shower, but it's certainly warm enough to wash dishes and things, and then it turns it back on for our showers again in the morning. So we're not running that thermostat, and that made a huge difference in our energy.
So it's we've it's yes, yesterday was cloudy. Today's going to be cloudy and rainy, and we're in another stretch. What happens when it's cloudy?
They still work. They just don't work as efficiently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Robert, you've got. Or go ahead. You had your hand up.
Well, I was just going to just add a little bit to the energy efficiency part. You know, if you talk to any solar company, it's crucial to do the energy efficiency stuff first because you want to lower your energy load before you invest in solar. That was crucial with the Thurman Brisbane Center project. We replaced all the HVAC units, the lighting, did a lot of things to lower the load. They replaced the walk-in cooler they had. And that was a big part of, you know, having that 100% offset that they've been seeing. So it's crucial to do that. We actually did that in our home. We did added insulation. We did some air sealing that Ann was talking about that's really important to make your home more efficient. So a real crucial part of this.
You're right to be able to do all that and then go to the if solar panels are what you want to do. As somebody like you who's got a young family, then another thing is, I guess, talk about this kind of thing with your kids, and you can start you know, teaching them things.
Exactly. I think a real cool moment that I'll always remember is my older son was playing with Legos, and he came over and he showed it to me, and he said, "Look, Dad, it's got a solar panel on it." And he was driving it around, so I was like, "Okay, they're listening, they're paying attention, and they're
He's seven, right? I mean, my gosh."
So that was a great moment for me.
Oh, it is, especially when you're the chairman of the Clean and Green Commission. This is you know, they're paying attention. No, I can remember when I was growing up in the 70s when there was an energy shortage and a lot of different things about, you know, just having my parents talk about, you know, we need to turn off lights and, you know, things like that. I mean, that
my
was
my mother. When we had seven kids in our family, my mother was like crazy with saving money on everything she could. And yeah, turn off the lights. And boy, if you left the lights on in a room, my God, you heard about it.
Or don't stand with the refrigerator open. Another thing that I grew up with. But those kind of things, there are so many things, and there are so many things now, and so many websites that give you some tips and things you can teach your kids.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I just read something here that was really cool, and I haven't been using it. It talks about having a lot of the phantom loads where you turn off like your computer, but they still have. There's still electricity or energy being used. And I have power strips on mine, but I always forget to turn that off. And it just says you can have smart power strips that can turn off on assigned time. They're on a timer. And I'm going to buy one of these as soon as I get done here. This is great.
You were going to say something, Robert?
Well, it's just simple things like unplugging your cell phone charger. You know, my wife will often do that, and I have to go and pull it out, and we'll just, you know, simple things like that. If you don't have something with an off switch, you're kind of draining energy as well. But yeah, there are simple things that are very inexpensive to do that can, you know, this is not only about combating climate change, it's about saving money. And both with solar and with being energy efficient, it just makes economic sense.
Well, and in the whole scope of things, because we were in a few weeks ago, we talked about fossil-free Fredericksburg. These are things, and what things that we're talking about are ways we can achieve fossil-free Fredericksburg.
Yeah, we have a renewable energy resolution that was passed last year by City Council that has the city investing 100% renewable energy for the city government by 2035 and all the city by 2050. So all of these projects, Thurman Brisbane Center, working with the Fredericksburg Nationals, we're now in conversations with city schools about investing in rooftop solar, and now the Solarize campaign for residential and commercial. It all dovetails nicely into moving towards the goals of that resolution that was passed last year.
Boy, in Anne, when as we talk about these things, we talk about ways to save and cool our house. If you've got trees by your house, especially this time of year, you sure notice. You notice the benefits of having trees in the afternoon.
It's about 10 degrees cooler and around our house. But, you know, it's interesting. I didn't understand this, and I'm learning a lot as I go through this. But air conditioning isn't really a significant contributor to energy bills. Actually, it's only about, it says here, 6%. But where the heating is a big contributor. So having evergreen trees around your house, cutting the wind and the cold in the winter is also a great thing to have. So what kind of trees, and we're always willing to come out and talk to folks and show them how they can put trees around their house, both in the winter and the summer, that will help them with their energy bills, and also just make their house more comfortable and be outside.
Yeah.
We can, like I said, people come to our house and go, wow, it's so much cooler here. But we have like 40 trees around our house.
Robert, for people that want to find out more information about the whole Solarize Fredericksburg project, what's the best way to do that?
You know, Google is always your friend. Just you can say, type in Solarize Fredericksburg. It'll come right up. You can click on it. It's probably the easiest way for folks to find it, solarizeva.org. But you just Googling Solarize Fredericksburg will come right up. We're planning on having another webinar on September 22nd at 4 p.m. There'll be a way to sign up on the website for that.
Okay.
Like I said, we had about 45, 50 participants for the last two sessions, so it was we're very happy about that. So a great way to learn some of the details of this. And we do have a Q&A session that's part of that with the solar contractor, who are, I found them to be very knowledgeable in both sessions, answering a lot of technical questions. So it's a great way to learn more about it and get some of those specifics answered.
That's a good number of people that are showing some interest in spending some time and in learning how to, learning all the ins and outs of this.
Yeah, we had the one webinar was sponsored by Fossil Free Fredericksburg, so a lot of their members participated. The food co-op sponsored another one, so a lot of food co-op members participated. So we're hoping to get another good turnout for the September 22nd webinar.
Robert Courtney is here, the chairman of the City Clean and Green Commission, and Little with Tree Fredericksburg here. We are talking Solarize Fredericksburg. Much more coming up. We'll be right back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Opinions. We've all got them. And we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Robert Courtney is here, the chairman of the city's Clean and Green Commission, and Little here with Tree Fredericksburg. We're talking about Solarize Fredericksburg. Before we jump back into that, Robert is back from a very unique vacation. A very unique vacation.
Very unique. If you want a 9-hour adrenaline rush, rent a Class A RV for the first time.
So, how big is that?
This one was 33 feet, and it turns out that it's 12 feet tall. We needed to nail that down. We had a couple incidents with bridges that we hadn't planned on. So
did you have
luckily
to stop? Did you see, like, when you saw heights, did you have to slow down? And
The first one was 12 feet 6 inches. We came to a full stop going down a steep grade. And then at one point, my wife says, well, he said anything over 13 feet is good. So I think we're good. After driving for 8 hours, I didn't think anything of it. Kept just plowed right through. Barely made it. Had to have just made it by inches. And then after, it was like, he said 13 feet. This is 12 foot 6 inches.
Yeah.
The math was a little bit off after driving that long. But yeah, we made it, thankfully. But it was quite an adventure.
Wow. Before you do something like that, did you have to drive something that big? Had you driven anything that big before?
No, there was a learning curve. The margin for error is small. It takes up most of the lane. It's the size of a semi truck. So
yeah,
So I had to really line it up and be real careful with it. But
a lot of memories made.
A lot of memories. A lot of troubleshooting with electrical, etc. But I think our kids had a great time. So that's the most important. The important thing, they'll have memories forever.
My wife talks about taking an RV trip around out on the West Coast. And just all the memories. So I'm sure your kids, good and bad, will remember when you got upset or when you had issues. So
there may have been some unfortunate language at times.
So how far did you drive? You drove from Fredericksburg to where?
Buffalo, New York. My wife's family's up in Buffalo, so we're up there.
So you could social distance, but still visit them.
Right, right. That was the plan. So we were able to stay in the RV and keep our distance outside and visit folks. So
was this something you'd always wanted to do, or did you just?
Before COVID, I never thought about doing this, but it just made sense during this time to do it, and it seemed just pretty exciting to do. It was very exciting, maybe in different ways than I anticipated, but we ended up having, I think, a pretty good time overall.
That is interesting. It's a great way in these days to be able to go and see family and maybe feel like you're staying safe.
One of the interesting things, one of the campsites we stayed at, they had solar-powered parking lot lights like the Nationals, Fredericksburg Nationals now have for the stadium.
Yeah.
And it appeared that they were also getting solar power for the electrical hookups, which was pretty cool. So it's a nice little thing that we noticed when we were camping up there.
Well, welcome back. When you're driving something like that, how long did it take to get to Buffalo?
I think it was 9 to 10 hours. So, 9 to 10 hours, your first time driving one of these things was interesting.
Yeah. Getting gas to me, too, would be just a real a nerve-wracking thing.
I've never seen a bill that high. I think it stopped at 100 twice. So I guess it could have gone, for whatever reason, I think our credit card stopped at 100. I don't know. But it wouldn't go over $100.
Wow.
What I did this summer, Robert Courtney, the RV trip. We are talking to Solarize Virginia, Robert Courtney here and Little here. And as we talk about the panels, what if I live downtown?
Well, the historic district, I think they're addressing that. Robert, you might know more about that than I do, because I'm not sure. I think that the Planning Commission was going to address that before COVID, and then I don't know if they ever got past that.
With the historic district, I know that they've done some amendments to the handbook, so I think it's kind of a case-by-case situation at this point where you can put in an application and they'll review it. I think typically the position has been it needs to be on the south side of your house.
Okay.
Because of the efficiency requirements for solar panels. But if the south side of your house is either on kind of the side or the back of your house, I don't think it's an issue. I think it's more for the front facing that they'll probably take a closer.
Right, you can see that. Yeah. And if you've got slate roof, I think that's a real problem, Ted. I don't think you can do it on a slate roof.
Yeah.
But they can do ground panels for you. They also will do ground panels. So mounted on the ground. So actually, one of the people on the call the other day came on, and he wanted to increase his solar panels. And they talked about doing the ground panels. And there's some information on the website about that. Carmela and Phil, our friends, who did 100% solar panels, they put a gazebo on their house, and they put the solar panels on there. So there's all kinds of ways to make this work.
So you can add to it. If you're noticing a big change and you think I'd like to do more, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, the other thing that Carmel and Phil did, which was really cool, which I wish I would have known, is they went and put the Mitsubishi, I'm not so sure I'm saying that correctly, but I think it's Mitsubishi. It's a heater and an air conditioning unit, and it goes into the wall. And they've got three of them in the house. They're very, very, very efficient. And I've been in their house, and they'll have them on. They're very quiet, and they really also would lower the cost. So we've got a heat pump on our house, but if I had to do it over again, that's what I'd take a look at.
If I have a townhouse, can I put panels on a townhouse? Do you know?
I think so. I think that it shouldn't be a problem. Again, they would have to, as long as you owned that roof, I think it shouldn't be any problem at all. Renters have a bit of a challenge, but they can talk to their landlord, and I think that would be a selling point for any landlord to be able to say, hey, I've got solar panels, so your energy bill is going to be low. I mean, we have a rental unit that used to be, it's been sold now next to our house. Their energy bill, those girls that live there from the college, their energy bill was over $600 a month in the winter because that house was so drafty. Mm-hmm. And think about that. They went ahead and signed a lease, and then they find out that they each owe $200 or $300 a month in energy bills as well. So that's got to be a selling point for some landlords if they want to get a good tenant.
You know, one thing to mention, a few years ago, we worked with the planning department to get a tax break for property taxes. So there's also that available in the city of Fredericksburg, where you can, the cost of the system can be deducted from your property taxes. So another good incentive.
Well, as you both talk, the city is fortunate to have the Clean and Green Commission. You have to have Tree Fredericksburg. There are just a number of ways that you can get involved with the environment and really helping the environment in this area. We're really fortunate.
You know, there's just so many people that are passionate about that in our city. We've got the university, and they've been great partners. You know, and I mentioned Friends of the Rappahannock, which is a premier organization, not in our state, but across the country. They're leading the way. So I think there's just all kinds of ways for people to get involved. And when you can get involved and you understand that you can make a difference, I think that's what helps. When you're just having to go to a meeting and hear a lot of blah, blah. But what we do is we actually have action. Clean and Green Commission does a lot of things. They have cleanups. They have cigarette butt campaigns. They have they've made such a difference in our city. If you go downtown, it's clean. It's and we've added the trees. Our people come to our city and go, wow, this is an amazing city. Look at all the trees that you have. And that's not just by accident.
Yeah.
We set out to do that. The Clean and Green Commission was reestablished in 2007. And we looked at all the things that we could do. And the two things that came to the top was clean and green. And we kept that going. And Robert came along after I was chair, and he brought in the energy efficiency and the composting and all of that, which has just been brilliant, and he's done so much with that. And I'm just so glad that I found him and grabbed him and talked him into taking over the chair. It was just fabulous, and he's just been a huge multiplier and brought an incredible group of citizens to serve on that commission and really lead the way in our city.
I met Robert last summer. We met by phone because of his job, he wasn't able to come in. But we talked cigarette butts, and that whole campaign. And I remember at the end, I remember him saying, "I've got a lot of other things I want to talk to you about. We're doing a lot more things than just cigarette butts." And certainly you are. When Ann just said that the Clean Commission, the Clean and Green Commission, you don't just sit and talk about these things. To have this whole Solarize Virginia plan, and it's all laid out on the website. This speaks very well of the commission, that you're not just words, you're action.
We are an action group. That's what we do. We're a service group. We go out and we do stuff. We're doing a lot of different things. The solar projects are very exciting to get into this space, do these things. Composting, that's evolving. We've been working with folks on that, trying to improve composting. We have leaf composting at the Stafford landfill now, so that's really exciting. We're looking at organics and figuring out how that could work. So that's another thing that we're approaching. The landfill is definitely filling up quicker than expected. So any way we can divert material from the landfill is another economic situation where we can save the city money. So we're going to continue to work on that.
You mentioned a few minutes ago, Robert, we talked about the tax credit that's going away, and that's probably worth mentioning again, that there is a tax credit here that can be realized.
Right. There was the income tax credit was 30% for many years, and then it's is phasing out. So it's 20%, 26% this year. It's going to go down and be phased out the next 3 years to 0%. So it's really a good time to get involved and take advantage of that tax break to really to help the economics of investing in solar.
We are talking Solarize Fredericksburg this morning. Robert Courtney, the chairman of the Clean and Green Commission, here along with Ann Little of Tree Fredericksburg. And so I guess, and you mentioned, go to solarizeva.org, and that'll get you to what the local group and just some of the options. Because you mentioned one of the first things you want to do is to have an energy audit and talk to somebody about what can be done and what may work for you.
Exactly. There's no obligation. You sign up for the program. The contractor will come out, assess your property for solar. We'll do the energy audit. But doing the energy efficiency is crucial. Lowering your energy load before going solar is an important first step to make it more economical and just make it better for you to invest in solar.
And when you were looking at this, when you and your husband were looking at this, I'm guessing you were sold on it. It sounds like right away. And
well, you know, I was the program chair for the Sierra Club for many years, and one of the programs that came to us was called Energy Now or something like that. And this guy came and he did a little slideshow about energy, and the thing that stuck with me, and it's always stuck with me, he showed this pile of coal that was about 2 feet high, mm-hmm. and 2 feet wide. And he said, this is the amount of coal that it takes to run a 100-watt light bulb for 8 hours. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's what I'm doing to the environment, is I'm burning that coal, because all of our Virginia Power was burning coal.
Yeah.
And I thought, I've got to find a way to make a difference. And I started looking into different things. So I've been green before everybody else was, you know, green in a lot of ways, because I really feel that it's important that we try to preserve things for our children. Because if we use up all these resources and our children have to inherit it and clean it up, that's not fair. You know, clean up your room. And that's what we need to do. I just want to mention, too, that when the contractor does come to see you, he'll do all the permitting. That's one of the big parts of this whole thing. It's turnkey. He comes, he figures it out, he asks you what you want, you decide, mm-hmm. you decide what's right for you, and then you just sign the contract and you say, go for it. And 30 days later, you got solar panels on your house.
I was just gonna ask you how long it takes, 30 days.
About 30 days is how long it took for us. And so they have to drill a hole in your roof, but we've never had a leak, and the contractor said they've never had a leak on anything they did. So they drilled the holes in the roof, they put these panel holders, and then the panels come on. The panels aren't that heavy. I think they weigh about 40 pounds. If you have an older roof, you may want to consider getting your roof redone, because a roof lasts about 30 years, so mm-hmm. if your roof's 25 years old, that may be not the best time to do it.
Right, you don't have to take it all
off.
But
what happens is, once you get the panels on it, the roof doesn't age anymore because the panels protect the roof.
Yeah.
So we were fortunate that we had when we bought our house, the roof was new. So our roof was only about 10 years old. So we went ahead and put the panels on, and it's been nothing. We haven't had to think about it except for that one breakage when the tree limb fell. That was it.
Do you know offhand how many in Fredericksburg may have solar? I guess the number I would think is going up.
I don't have the exact figure at hand, but I think we had 40 or 50 in the 2015-2016 cycle.
Okay.
And I think there may obviously be some others that have gone out on their own and done it.
Right.
But we're certainly hoping to get, you know, something close to that this time. It's a good time with that, with the federal tax credit. And the technology is really good. These solar panels are warrantied for 25 years, but they'll last longer than that. But there's a manufacturer warranty to perform for 25 years at high efficiency.
Yeah, I had a guy call me the other day, and he was going to add to his solar panels with this program. So he had panels put on about a few years ago, but he wants to now go full array, and so that he gets off the grid. So, yeah, it's possible. If you've got solar, you can just add to it.
We're going to wrap it up and come back and talk again just about how you can get involved in this. Also, with Ann here, we'll talk a little bit of Tree Fredericksburg before we get out of here, too. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking solar this morning with Ann Little and Robert Courtney. Cheer, Robert, with the Clean and Green Commission, Ann Little with Tree Fredericksburg. He can't let you get away, Ann, without... I know in the spring I came to a... a tree giveaway you had over at JM that was it was run just with precision, and you got rid of a lot of trees.
1,000. We had 1,000 to give away. And the good news is we have 3,000 to give away this fall.
3,000.
You know what's amazing, Ted? We had people come last when we did the tree giveaway in the spring from Fort Washington, Loudoun, Prince William County. They came there for little one-gallon trees.
Huh.
People want trees, and they drove an hour to get these little trees from us. And so that tells us that we really need to do more of this. And I thought about this, and I thought, you know what? Either I can go out in an afternoon with a certain amount of money and plant 50 trees in the city, or I can buy small one-gallon trees, 1,000 of them, mm-hmm. and give them away and have people put them in their yard. What makes more sense? And what makes more sense is giving those trees away and helping people plant them correctly. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to give away 3,000 trees this year. And the way to do that, to get on that list, because last spring when we posted that list for the giveaway, the trees were gone in 4 hours. So if you want a free tree, you need to go to treefredericksburg.org and sign up as a volunteer. And all you'll get is an email every once in a while saying, here's a volunteer activity. But what you will get is the announcement when we give away the free trees, and then you have to jump on it. And we'll post what kind of trees we're going to give. We're going to have lots of dogwoods, redwoods. We're going to have small trees that people really want to have for their yard. And then we're going to have oaks and poplars. But we've got actually, I think, a list of 12 trees we're giving away, even a few fruit trees. So we want people to be able to get some really interesting trees for their yard this year.
TreeFredericksburg.org to follow that. And this fall, you'll be giving away. Do you have the date set? Or are you going to?
Yes, November 7th and November 14th. So
okay.
We'll give away 1,500 trees on each of those dates. The location is still to be determined.
Okay.
We're hoping to use the high school again.
We've only got about a minute left, Robert. As far as Solarize Fredericksburg, just go to the website, or like you say, just Google Solarize Fredericksburg, and I'll find out all the information.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it. I use Google that way instead of typing in the URL. You can just do that. But it is solarizea.org. Google Solarize Fredericksburg. We have a webinar coming up on September 22nd at 4 p.m. To learn more and talk to our expert contractors, there's a really extensive Q&A session. Please sign up for that. It'll be on that website.
Great stuff. And again, thanks to what happens with the Clean and Green Commission, because you're always look forward to seeing what the next topic and what is going to be. But you've really jumped on solar and making a big impact in this area. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Robert Kortnich is the chairman of the City Clean and Green Commission, and always thanks to you and Tree Fredericksburg just doing great things, and have the two of you here this morning. Great stuff. Thank you all for what you do.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you in the morning on News Talk 1230 WFEA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.